today on My Life and Times. And the reason you have a wife is not just to have a wife.
Nope.
It's to get feels anytime you want.
Yep.
Yes, because that's what it says in our vows. It says, will you obey and love and give feels to this man anytime he wants? And she was like, I do.
You tell him I'm coming. Tell him I'm fucking coming. You tell him.
Hey, what's up? Welcome to another show. Your boy is finally back. But before we get into the show, we got to do a little housekeeping. So first things first. If you want to follow the show, you can find us on Instagram at @MyLatLifeAndTimesPodcast. There you'll find updates and everything. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter. You can send all your questions to Instagram and Twitter. I'm @TheSeanGreen. And if you want to watch the show on YouTube, I'll put a link in the description. All right, so let's get started. I'm going to fill everybody in on what's going on. And it wouldn't be a show without a drop, so hit that drop.
What's going on?
What's going on is I'm about 4 to 5 months post brain surgery. So if you listen to the last podcast, you know I had brain surgery. I found out in April.
Yep.
That I had a tumor is bigger than a golf ball, right? Bigger than a golf ball in my pituitary gland.
Bruh.
And May 3rd, they took it out. So the operation was about 3 hours. They went through my nose and they said you can be back to work in 2 weeks.
Yep.
But my body was like, you're not going back to work in 2 weeks. I took a month off. I did a lot of walking. And then as time progressed, I started to feel better, but I was still congested. I still had a lot of days where I felt really, really good and days where I felt like shit. So, but once I hit the 3 to 4 month, then I started feeling really, really good. So that's where I am now. And what's crazy is everything is completely different. I used to run ice cold. Like I can hold like some kind of a cold beverage and then my hands would go completely numb.
What?
Yeah, completely numb. Tips of my fingers and everything. So I knew something was wrong. I used to have the numbness on the side of my head, on the left side of my head. I had blurry vision. I had boobs. And now the boobs are pecs. So this is how I know that the boobs are pecs. I was brushing my teeth the other day and my wife walked by and she goes, ooh, you have a chest again.
Bing bong.
And I was like, nice. Yes. And she goes, oh, you're looking lean and everything and like that. So I'm like, yes, I'm looking lean. I'm getting in better shape. My body's starting to look like it used to be. So you know what that means for my wife. That means at night, I'm gonna roll over in the middle of the night and try to get some feels.
Yeah!
Yes, because feels is what it's all about. And the reason you have a wife is not just to have a wife.
Nope.
It's to get feels anytime you want.
Yep.
Yes, because that's what it says in our vows. It says, will you obey and love and give feels to this man anytime he wants? And she was like, I do. So that's what it's all about, right? The feels. So I'm no longer running cold. The body feels right. I'm finally going back to my regular weight. You know what I mean? I'm lifting, I'm putting back muscle. What else is going on? I'm growing my hair. You see the curlies.
Yep.
Right? The long and curlies. Not to be confused with the short and curlies, which are the pubes. But the long and curly, so I'm letting my hair grow out. I'm trying to get everything back to feeling like attractive, you know what I mean? So that's where everything is. But most important, health, because health is wealth.
Yep.
All right. So the first thing we're going to talk about, I think today we're going to tell a little story. So the story is why this podcast keeps changing the title. It used to be The Flex, and then my son and I got together, and it was Two Greens in a Pot. Then it shifted to Let Me Cook, which was a solo podcast, and now it's My Life and Times. Because I think that if it's just My Life and Times, then I can just talk about what's going on with me. And crazy shit happens to me all the time.
Yep.
For those that don't know, I live in San Francisco. And San Francisco is, there's a lot of good and there's a lot of bad in it.
Yep.
Is it a place where my wife saw somebody taking a dump on the street?
Yep.
Is it a place where you can turn one corner and see a shit ton of tents?
Yep.
Is it also a place where you step outside of San Francisco and it's 80 degrees and then you come back and it's fucking 55 degrees?
Yep.
But it's also a place where there's tons and tons of beauty. Like, we live close to Golden Gate Park, and there's tons of trees and there's tons of great stuff going on. And we know that there's little pockets of shit and pockets of beauty. So we try to stay away from the pockets of shit. And we enjoy San Francisco. So people that they don't live in San Francisco and they don't know, don't pass judgment on San Francisco. It's not all shit. Like, my mother-in-law goes, I heard people are walking around and with hammers and streets and everything and breaking into cars. I go, yeah, but that doesn't happen all the time. You leave shit in your car, somebody's gonna break into it.
Yep.
And so you know not to leave shit in your car, right? But it's just like, it's like that everywhere. There's pockets of, you know, bad areas in every city. So don't listen to how they portray it. Just like they don't listen to people who tell you that Texas is fucked and Florida is fucked and the Midwest is always fat and New York is super dangerous. That's everywhere, because there's shitty people everywhere and there's nice people everywhere. So you just have to find the nice and stay away from the shit.
Bing bong.
All right, today's show. Are we going to talk about a shit my wife says? I don't know. So talking about my wife, I want to get her. So this is called My Life and Times, right? And I got another mic over there. So if you can see this, we got the Shure. These are the joints. Every time you see a big time podcast, you see these.
Yep.
But just know that we got these mics so we could bump the quality up so I could do shit like this. You know, and then move the mic around, and I got this stand. But everything I do, I try to get a deal, right? So I don't pay full price for shit. But I got all of this gear, so I got to put the show out. And the reason I have another mic is because hopefully we could do a segment called My Wife and Times, when my wife comes on and we talk. Because my wife likes to talk to me a lot, so I said, yo, let's put it on the podcast. Let's, I don't know, movie review. Let's take questions from the audience. Let's do shit like that. And she's a little hesitant because she got trolled last time we did some photo shoot together. People were coming at her. And I was like, don't read the comments. You can't read the comments. I don't care. Just scrolling through the comments, continuing to read the comments. I was like, stop. No, I don't care what they say. Fucking still looking at the comments, right? Is they going to try to troll, right? They only troll people that they know they can get to. But if you ignore the trolls online, then, you know, they can't get to you. So, speaking of that, one of my clients, I was like this. She says, I talk about, yeah, back when I was in high school and so-and-so. Mind you, my client is 32 years old. And she goes, when were you in high school? In the 70s?
What?
I said, do I look like I was in high school in the 70s? And she goes, I don't know. I was like, you can't tell black man's age? And she's like, no, I can't tell black man's age. I was like, so I'm standing right in front of you, and you think I look like I'm, what, if I was in high school in the 70s, I would at least have to be 66 years old right now. I look 66 years old to you? I don't know. I was like, you know, you're just trying to troll in real life.
Yep.
And that's what she was doing, trolling in real life. So hopefully, back to it, hopefully we can do My Wife and Times and she could get on the mic. So I'm not sitting here talking to a camera. I'm talking to you guys, right? But I need to, the reason I'm so just flowing, because nobody's here. Nobody's in the house. And the reason why our last podcast was in April and this we almost at Halloween is because every time I try to do a podcast, someone's in the house.
Yep.
I usually have Sunday, which is today where I'm taping, and nobody's in the house. But my wife sometimes hangs around on Sundays. And then I say, okay, well, I'll do it Monday and or Friday, because my schedule is really light on Monday and Friday. And what's she doing? She's working from home on Monday and Friday.
What?
Yes, she's working from home. So I was like, you want this podcast to be? So when people come to me and say, yo, man, we need more content, I say, talk to my wife. Because my wife is fucking up the content. All right, so what are we talking about today? Okay, so today, so every time you come to this podcast, I want, it's going to be like a relationship with you and I, where I'm just talking to you. I'm letting you know what's going on in our life. And also, I want you to walk away with something that enriches your life. So you can walk away a little bit better than you came in. I don't know if that makes any sense, but you know what I mean.
Okay.
I think this is fitting. This is what we're going to talk about. The reason I have not been putting out pods is because of procrastination. For one, I want the pods to be perfect, and you can't strive for perfection. You need to just put it out and hopefully it resonates with somebody. So there were tons and tons of procrastination. So today we're going to talk about how to never procrastinate again. We're going to give you 5 tips.
Okay.
And hopefully you take these tips and you can use it. For one, and this is not even on the list, stay off of TikTok. Okay? Stay off of TikTok.
Yep.
Because I hate TikTok. And TikTok is designed to keep your ass on TikTok. So now, and who uses TikTok a lot in this house? It's not me.
Nope.
But it's somebody that's a little bit shorter than me. She has gray hair. And it's somebody that I love so much. And she sends me so many TikToks.
Yep.
And then if she does send me a TikTok and then I look at it and I think it's funny and then I text her back, she doesn't really respond to that text. And then I see the 3 dots, right? And I'm thinking that she's going to respond to the text. Like she sends it and I go, oh my God, this is hilarious. Who is that? Blah, 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 blah. And I see the 3 dots and I'm waiting because I want to kind of connect with my wife and talk to her constantly because that's how you keep the relationship going.
Yes, sir.
We're coming up on 20 years and we still like this. I felt us doing this. I said, yo, we need to get back to this. Hands together. I felt our hands coming out like this. And I was like, yo, our hands need to get back together like that. Because the closer we get, right, the more opportunity I have for feels. And that's what I want, feels. Because the thing is, let me backtrack back to this. So this whole tumor in my head was cutting the libido down, was messing with my hormones, was making me think that, well, I guess I don't really think about sex anymore, right? But that wasn't the case. It was the pituitary gland tumor fucking with my libido. Testosterone was in the toilet. Now it's up, right? So now every little thing is making me feel some kind of way. I'm walking down the street, right? I see this woman walking and she's like talking to her friend, and she's got, you know, she's like really preaching at the friend, and the friend's face is like I don't want to hear it. And I was like, you know, I know chicks like that, that just constantly talk at you, and you fucking, it's so annoying. And I was annoyed with her, right? And then I was like, hold up. And I noticed she had these really short shorts on, and the fucking cheeks were hanging out the bottom of the shorts. And usually I'm disgusted by this, because I'm like, yo, cover your ass up, right? But now, because the libido is through the roof, right? I was like this, holy shit. I think her ass cheeks are popping out the bottom. So I wait and I'm waiting at the light. And then as she goes by, I do the side eye, super creepy side eye, right? And then I notice that the cheeks are popping out and I'm waiting and waiting. And then the cheek just fucking shows up. And I'm like, yes! But I did that all inside. I didn't do the fist pump in the car because that would just be that. But I enjoyed every minute of it because now I'm trying to see whatever I could see.
Yep.
But sometimes it backfires. Like I'm walking and there was this woman, she's like 70 years old. And at 70, you shouldn't be rocking cleavage at 70. I know you want to hold on to hot, right? but you shouldn't be rocking cleavage at 70.
Nope.
So I'm like, oh, and I have to look, because we have to look at everything, because we're guys. We have to look at everything, you know, and it's fucked up. I don't know if I'm going to keep that in, because it really makes me sound a little creepy.
Yep.
But yeah, I'm keeping it in, because I don't care. Tangents. Okay, procrastinate. Yeah. Here's one thing to procrastinate. Talk about other shit. Okay, 5 tips to never procrastinate again. Tip 1, prepare yourself. Like, if I would have sat my ass down and prepared myself and took talking notes, I prepared the audio and the video and all of this shit and the way the office is. You see, I got soundproofing and everything. But prepare yourself. If you want to wake up and go to the gym super early in the morning, night before, make sure your bag is packed. Simple as that.
Yep.
Right? Prepare yourself. Prepare yourself physically, and it will prepare you mentally to get the task done. Right? Clear up your work area. Make sure everything is organized and focus. Step 2, remove all distractions. Don't look at social media. Damn sure don't look at fucking TikTok. Right? Remove what's in your control. Right? So I want to get this done. I need to be in the house. I need to be in the studio by myself, unless I have a producer right there that I can talk to, but I don't have that yet.
Nope.
So everything else is a distraction. The people upstairs, I know they're out of the house, so they won't, for some reason, right above the studio, there's something where they fucking moving around and making a lot of noise. That's a distraction. Remove everything that's in your control, right? It says put your phone in another room. I'm never going to do that. Because my phone has the notes on it. But turn off your notifications so shit doesn't just blow up. I was trying to work out the other day, and yes, my wife sent me 7 TikToks in a row, and they just kept popping up on the screen. And I had the verbal notification too. And it was like, the wife has sent link to TikTok, something, blah, blah, blah. And then I was like, oh no, I don't want to look at it. Because once I look at it, I'm going to look at all of them.
Yep.
And then I'm going to go to something else, and it's going to distract me from the task at hand. So turn your notifications off. If your phone is a distraction, make sure you don't have your phone, and get the job done. 3, start small.
Okay.
Baby steps. This is what we talk about. I got a lot of clients that want to lose weight, and they want to lose this huge amount, 60, 70 pounds. And I go, if you look from, you look at the 70, you're never going to lose that. You got to start small. Say this week, I'm going to try to drop 2 pounds. And then you go in little increments. Because if you notice, your boy's getting slim.
Yes, sir.
He's getting slim and muscular. Yes, sir. And the shoulders are broad and the waist is slimmer. Because I feel the hotter that I get, the more and more my wife is not going to be able to resist. So my whole goal is to try to get healthy.
Yep.
Try to get feels.
Yep.
And let feels morph into red hot relations. And red hot relations is what the relationship is all about.
Yeah!
With a creepy smile. So. So, sorry. Getting back to it. So you want to start small, right? It's that can't read 10 pages, read 1. Can't write 1,000 words, write 100. I love stuff like this because if you got an essay and it's 1,000 words and you turn in 100 words instead of 1,000 words, you get an F.
Yep.
All right. So that means start small, right? Build healthy habits, and then by the time, and then those healthy habits will turn into this big goal. That's what I said. If you have a goal, make sure you give yourself enough time to reach that goal. People go, yo, I go to Hawaii in 2 weeks. I need to lose 20 pounds in 2 weeks. It's not going to happen. Don't come to me with that bullshit. You got the rest of your life to get in shape and to become better. So just take little tiny, tiny, tiny small things and let them build up over time. And then you reach your goal.
Yep.
Next, and I think this is really, really important. You need to track your time.
Yep.
And what that means is this. My wife went to the gym and I said I'm giving myself an hour to get this shit on audio, right? Get this done before she gets back. So I got myself an hour to get it done, no distractions. And when you track your time, you tend to value that time.
Bing bong.
You don't want to say, okay, I'll do it Sunday afternoon. Because Sunday afternoon is a long, long time.
Yep.
And you want to make sure that you put yourself in a little tiny window, 1 hour. I got to get 30 minutes of work done in 1 hour. So that's enough time. And then just focus on the task and get the task done.
Yeah!
Focusing on the task tends to let you, you know, you use your time efficiently. And then you can also identify when you get distracted, right? So if I know I'm out running and I'm 2-3 miles into it, don't get the phone and try to look at Instagram. I take my phone and I put it out of the way. It's in the backpack behind me. So I'm like, I just need to get the job done, and then boom, Instagram will be there when I am through with the task at hand.
Yep.
This leads to better focus, better improved work sessions, because that's what you want. You don't want to work longer and harder. You want to work smarter. Yay, so cliche. Yay, but it's true. And last, create little subtasks. This is just like taking little baby steps, right? So my subtask, my one goal is to have this second episode done, so I can move on to the third episode and we can really get back into the flow of me podcasting every week, all right? So my subtask is, yo, just write the talking points, get the idea, eliminate everything around you that will stop you from doing it. I was waiting for my wife to do it, but my wife doesn't want to do it, okay? So I have to do it myself. And hopefully she comes around and she wants to do it, because I really enjoy my wife and I think it'll be hilarious with her on it. But, you know, if she's not ready, she's not ready. I can't control that, so I can't, you know, I'm gonna just let it rock, okay? But my task is get this second episode on the boards. Because the worst was, I had an audience, I had people coming on the street and goes, yo, when's you gonna put another podcast out? Like, angry at me. I'm like, yo, chill. I'll put it out, you know? I just haven't had time. And what's funny is the best thing is this. The best thing about me telling you stuff like this, 5 ways to stop procrastination, is I'm telling you this and then barely doing it myself. The internet is full of that. Listen, this is what you need to do. I need you to be mentally strong. And what you want to do to be mentally strong is you want to stop focusing on the past. I focus on the past all the time. Right? You want to make sure that you fucking control your emotions. Listen, we can't control what other people do, but we can control how we react to it. I love that the self-help gurus that don't take their own shit into account, but they're telling everybody else. Most of the time when people tell you what to do is because their shit is fucked up.
Yep.
So I'm trying to live and practice what I preach. Practice what I preach. All right, so those are the 5 tips to never stop procrastinating.
What?
To never stop procrastinating? What does that even mean? Staying organized is the key to everything. If you want to stop procrastinating, for one, don't be afraid to fail. Like if this episode fails, you know, it fails. But if the listenership goes crazy, it goes crazy, right? But I just wanted to get back on the mic and talk to you and let you know that your boy is back. So, for one, let me turn this down a little bit. I hope you enjoyed this show. It might be short, it might be long, it might be boring, it might be exciting for some. But this is basically me just saying thank you to everybody that has supported me through this operation and through my recovery, and hopefully, oh God. I went through all of that and I was looking to see if I was recording. Imagine if I wasn't recording, it'd be such an ass kick, right? So I just want to say thank you to everybody that has tuned in, has supported me through my recovery, and hopefully we get more shows out for you. That lighting is not on me right now. You can follow the show on Instagram at MyLatPodcast. You can follow me at the Sean Green. If you see me in the street, say what's up. But don't follow me around and make it creepy, because it'll be fucking weird if you do that. But I just want to say thanks, and hopefully we get another show out to you. We're going to get another show. Not hopefully, we're going to get another show out to you next week, and we're going to go back to our old stuff. Shit My Wife Says, What's Going On, and The Hate. All right? So this is me, Sean Green, signing off. Second episode of My Life and Times. And if it sounds like I'm talking really fast, oh, my nose is running. Imagine doing a whole podcast on video and having boogie. Okay, listen. If it sounds like I'm talking fast, it's because I no longer have brain fog. I used to have word retrieval problems and I couldn't even get a fucking full sentence out. But now your boy's back. He's back. He's slim. He's got curly hair. He's feeling healthy. And he's here for you. All right, so drop a like, sub, share the show, and we'll see you on the next one. All right? Peace and love. Enjoy your life and times. And then we're going to slowly fade you out. Because... oh, okay. Peace.